Good morning. It's April 8th, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
War on the workers, and it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon's solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war. Flexibility.
War on the workers.
Every worker stiff can see.
War on the workers.
Now when they poison your water.
War on the workers.
Don't go like lambs to the slaughter.
War on the workers.
And when they foul up the air.
War on the workers.
You gotta show that you care.
War on the workers.
When they talk WTO.
War on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no.
War on the workers.
It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time. We started calling the shots.
About time we started calling the shots. That's right. It's a war on the workers, and this is the Brain Labor Report. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
Coming to you this cold and dreary and kind of wet out there, too. April 8th, 2009. Hump day, that's what they call Wednesdays, halfway through the work week. That's back in the days when people were employed. A lot of times, an average work week was Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day. We called it a 40-hour work week. And by gosh, we worked for weekends, and we played hard, and we had the weekends. Those days have gone to they're falling away. It's getting tougher and tougher for people to make ends meet. People work two and three jobs. Those who still have jobs, many people have lost jobs. What do you do? What do you do when you have a family to feed? I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not advocating theft, but if it came down to it, nothing would stop me from supplying food for my family. I don't care what it would take. Now, I'd be willing to work. That's what people are willing to do. But what if there's no work? What if the banks just steal our money? You know, I'm talking about Bank of America. Damn, we gave them all that money. Does that make you mad like it makes me mad? Absolutely bizarre. Put your money in the Rogue Federal Credit Union or Southern Oregon Credit Union. 95% of their money stays right here and works for us. To hell with Bank of America. I can't imagine giving them one nickel of my money. Okay, that's not what the show's about today, but think about that. Think about that. Take that one. Run its course. Get your money the hell out of the Bank of America and go to the Rogue Federal Credit Union. That's the best advice you're going to hear on Hump Day, halfway through the day. Through the week, it's Wednesday, April 8th, 2009, always near the top of our half-hour show, which comes to you via KSKQ, our low-power FM radio station, 94.9 FM, right here in Ashland, Oregon, always near the top of our half-hour show. We like to bring you the Workers' Independent News, 3 minutes of cutting-edge news. You're not going to hear this anywhere else in Southern Oregon other than right here on KSKQ. So for Hump Day, halfway through the work week, it is the 8th of April, 2009. Here is the Workers' Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Unionization shows real promise to transform service sector jobs into good middle-class jobs. Doug Cunningham files this report.
Service sector workers and unions earn on average 10.1% more money than non-union service workers. That's according to a new report from the Center for Economic and Policy Research. The union advantage for service workers is about $2 an hour. Union service workers are also 19% more likely to have employer-provided health insurance and 25% more likely to have pensions. For low-wage service sector jobs, having a union is an even bigger advantage. For those workers, unions boosted pay by 15.5% over non-union workers. The vast majority of U.S. jobs are now in the service sector, according to the report. The report analyzed data from the Census Bureau's current population survey from 2004 through 2007. 13.3% of service workers were represented by unions during that time. The report says unionization can turn what otherwise would be low-wage jobs with no benefits into good middle-class jobs.
Los Angeles is facing a budget crisis that could equal $1 billion by the year 2010. This has led Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa to propose a series of options to municipal worker unions, which include consideration of working shorter weeks or foregoing scheduled pay raises. The mayor says if he can't reach a pay solution with city workers, he may need to cut as much as 7% of the workforce. He announced 400 layoffs on Monday. Many of the new jobs being created under President Barack Obama's stimulus plan are in male-dominated fields, such as construction. Fran Medaglia is with the New York-based Women on the Job, which is working with women and girls to educate them on new opportunities provided by the stimulus.
In terms of non-traditional employment, careers in math and technology, and the green jobs that are going to be part of the stimulus package.
In New Jersey, members of the Communication Workers of America formed a statewide picket line on Tuesday to protest a proposal by New Jersey Governor John Corzine for state workers to accept unpaid furlough days and forego pay increases. His proposed budget calls for $500 million in givebacks through wages and the furlough days. Under the proposal, workers would take 2 unpaid days off in May and 12 additional unpaid days off over the fiscal year starting in June. The governor has yet to discuss the proposals with the union, regardless of repeated requests by the communication workers for the governor to come to the negotiating table. The union has filed a suit in appeals court to block the governor's proposal from being implemented.
Workers' Independent News puts workers and their unions on the national radio news airwaves every day. To help keep labor's voice on the air, go to laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report, coming to you on Hump Day, halfway through the work week. And Brain Labor Report, I didn't get into it too much a little while ago. We're a half-hour show every Monday through Friday. Comes to you, we come to you via our community radio station, 94.9 FM. We're talking about KSKQ right here in Ashland, Oregon. We stream over the internet at www.kskq.org. And we are a daily, Monday through Friday, talk show. It's called the Brain Labor Report. We talk about the struggles of ordinary working people. Sometimes we think the show ought to be a little longer. Half an hour is not long enough. The struggles increase for workers. It's amazing. This is a very, very wealthy country. And unfortunately, the rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. People are losing their houses. They're losing their jobs. They're losing their health care. Sometimes they're losing their lives. And also the rich, all so that the rich can get richer and the poor get poorer. Okay, I don't know about that. They're rewriting economics books right now. Been teaching it wrong for the last 30, 40 years. I think they've figured out now. They've been writing them wrong. And you can use the S word now, socialism. By God, you can if you're talking about Bank of America and Wells Fargo Bank. Socialism for corporations. That's where we've come. You can't use the S word when you talk about people. But by God, the corporate world, socialism, we want it. Okay. What are we going to do now? I know. You're listening to KSKQ, our low-power FM radio station, and one of the things we bring you is local musicians, voices that you'll never hear on the commercial paid stations, and I mean some good music. How about Mr. Bill Lawson? He's local. He writes his own music. He sings his own music. You ain't going to hear this on the big timers, and by gosh, KSKQ is where you can hear Mr. Bill Lawson. Listen to this show. Listen to this song played on my show, and it's called the Healthcare as a Military Campaign. That's the long name. Bill's got a short name for it. It's called Healthcare Now. Here it is. Listen to this.
As soon as they succeed in privatizing the military, you'd better get your gun. We've seen it all before, no compromising. You'll be defending yourself before they're done. We've got enough arms to protect us from without. Now we need a healthcare plan to defend us from within. We need national healthcare. National health. If the government does the job of running an army as need demands, they do. They are qualified to wield that much power, and truly a campaign as essential to our national health, as national health is of equal, if not greater, magnitude. We've got enough arms to protect us from without.
Okay, we need healthcare. We need healthcare as a military campaign. Isn't that an interesting name of the title of Bill Lawson's song? And, you know, he's talking about if we took on healthcare in this country as a military campaign, if we took it on, you know, like the war on terrorism, my God, we got to do something. We need your taxpayer money. We need to arm people. We need to go kill people. If we took on health care with that kind of determination, my gosh, well, we wouldn't have a problem. Health care's a military campaign. It would be, What did Shrub say? Mission accomplished. And by gosh, we'd be on to, I can't say bigger and better things. I can't think of any other cause other than healthcare, one that is more worthy of this country turning things around and being the leader that we can be. Healthcare is a national disaster in the United States of America. By the way, from sea to shining sea, a lot of good people are working for insurance companies, absolutely carrying the heavy water for insurance companies. A lot of good people think that insurance companies are the answer to health care. Oh, my God, are they misinformed? Insurance companies kill people, absolutely kill people. That's how they make money, by denying claims. So if you happen to know somebody who says, let's get health insurance for everybody, look them in the eyes and say, that's the most foolish idea I've ever heard. Health insurance companies kill people. They kill people. So there's something we better back up on and look at what the hell we're doing. A lot of people carrying the heavy water for insurance companies. They kill people. They absolutely murder people. So we got to turn around people's thinking on this and quit lifting, carrying the heavy water for insurance companies. Okay. Brain Labor Report doesn't have a guest today. You're stuck with Wes and Jason. And we're going to talk up a little bit before we get out of here about Independent Media Week right around the corner. So, Jason, we will let's come up with a song, but before we get going, how about a quick overview from our engineer, the Brain Labor Report, Mr. Jason Houck. Jason, tell us a little bit about Tongue Tied West. Come on, spit it out. A little bit about Independent Media Week 2009, please.
Oh, well, great. I would be happy to. I could talk about it all day. We only got 15, 16 minutes here. So we've got, this is the fifth annual Independent Media Week as proclaimed by the city of Ashland.
Last night they did. City council meeting.
That was fun. And
Jason, you spoke up on behalf of Independent Media Week. And for anyone who happened to have seen that, Jason is a great voice for us. No, he really does some good work. And hats off to you, Jason, for that. We saw it on TV, RVTV, last night. Okay, I just can't keep my mouth shut. Let me turn it back to Jason, well, Independent Media Week.
Yeah, it was really an honor to be able to thank the council and the mayor for proclaiming it. And we like to honor our local independent media channels, and that, of course, includes our community radio station here, KSKQ, 94.9 FM, our low-power FM station. We also have a great local Rogue Independent Media Center, which is our indie media affiliate here, a very active community of media activists involved at the college, at the Media Collective. But we're also talking about our various things like our newsletters, our listservs, our email lists, our other independent private networks that, you know, using the technology to coordinate and bypass the mainstream media, which we can't really afford, and they aren't telling us the truth anyway, so we don't need them. We've demonstrated, I think, in the last couple of years and more that we don't need the Mail Tribune to advertise our events. We can have great events without them.
And in fact, we can do infomercials, educational information that comes to people. But you can't buy and pay for your advertisement on this community radio station, KSKQ. That is key. Mm. That is so key, because those commercial stations, well, they're bought and paid for. Some of the things you hear them say, maybe they believe in. Some of the other things, they don't. They were paid to say it. And by gosh, you know, money money. I don't know about money. Money absolutely corrupts media, and it's one of the things that we'll talk about Independent Media Week. Any more on the week? What are we looking like here?
We've got a week's worth of events coming up at various locations. Of course, we could go down the schedule and start off with on Sunday, April 19th, with labor singer George Mann from New York City is going to be kicking off the whole week.
All the way from New York City. Mr. Yeah. George Mann, he'll be there at 7 o'clock April 19th at the Siskiyou Pub. By the way, George was back in, I think it was October there at the pub. And so that's right down on Water Street, 31 Water Street, underneath the bridge there, not far from the plaza. This Sunday, April 19th, is it this Sunday?
It's a week from Sunday. Yeah, this Sunday. Sunday.
It's coming up Sunday, coming April 19th. We'll kick off Independent Media Week all the way from New York City, Mr. George Mann at the Siskiyou Pub. Okay, Jason, I will try not to interrupt you too much.
Well, that's great. That's a free concert, of course. On Monday, we've got the Southern Oregon Media Collective is going to be screening some films over at the Southern Oregon University Mies Auditorium. I believe that the film is Hemp Hemp Hooray, which is a fast-paced, fun, educational glimpse into the potential of the world's most useful and versatile plant. That's, of course, cannabis hemp, and the burgeoning renewed industrial marketplace. That film will start at 7 o'clock at the Mies Auditorium.
And that's on Monday, moving right along through the week. On Tuesday, what's up on Tuesday,
Jason? Tuesday, we've got a film at the university. This one's put on by the RNC. Well, this is a film, Terrorizing Dissent, a Multimedia Experience. It's a film about the RNC 8. Documents the brutal police misconduct at the 2008 Republican National Convention.
Many people do not know it, but we have a local who was arrested back there. The local newspaper, the Ashland Daily Tidings, didn't seem interested in what somebody right here in town was caught up in back in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're talking about the Republican National Convention, and we're talking about cops attacking people, absolutely being on the offensive. This is what they did was illegal. They were covered by insurance, so they could do it, and the insurance companies would pick up their mishandling of people. One of our locals was back there. Mm-hmm. He was there firsthand. Ashland Daily Tidings was not even cover it. This is big news. Cops in this country are turning on their own people. They call it the war on terrorism at home, and we're losing rights in this country, and that's what Tuesday will be about. We better get moving along. We are talking about Independent Media Week, the 19th through the 25th of April. We just covered Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. What's happening on Wednesday?
A wonderful film. Quickly again on Tuesday, that it's going to be 8 o'clock at the SOU Auditorium, Siskiyou. That was the Tuesday event. Wednesday, we're going to be at Siskiyou Pub again for a film, Utah Phillips and Friends. Local musician Nancy Spencer will be introducing this film, in which the late Utah Phillips, along with other folks, including Nancy Spencer, perform.
It's a pretty incredible one. Nancy's never seen this film herself, and she's in it. And a number of friends of Utah Phillips passed away, and there's been some memorials around. I know up in Portland there was one. And, in fact, Utah's son lives in Portland. The word is he's going to be coming down here and helping Nancy. They both play the saw. They'll both play the saw in the Siskiyou Pub, and then that'll be the introduction to this film called Utah Phillips and Friends. That's going to be on Wednesday evening, starts at 7 o'clock, and that's April 22nd, right in Ashland, Oregon. We're cruising through the week of events for Independent Media Week. Okay, Jason.
Yeah. And on Thursday, April 23rd, we're going to be leaving Ashland and traveling to Medford for the Citizens for Peace and Justice. We'll be running some films with the subject, the peace movement and independent media.
Yeah. Absolutely. One of the most interesting things to analyze during Independent Media Week is take a good look at what's on mainstream media and what's on commercial independent media. It's like night and day. So we will be looking at, with the help of Citizens for Peace and Justice, we'll be looking at the peace movement. We'll look at a couple of peace films, and we'll have a discussion about the very thing we're talking about, mainstream media, the way it really does a horrible job, and independent media, those voices that you don't hear on the commercial, bought and paid for television, radio, and we call it mainstream media. Okay, cruising through the week. Jason, we made it all the way to
Friday.
Friday's the main event. Go ahead.
We do have Project Censored director Peter Phillips will be joining us for a couple of events.
Of course,
we're going to be at the, well, you can see us on the television, RVTV, at 7 p.m. We're going to be broadcasting an interview.
At 6. At 6 o'clock, live. That'll be from 6 to 7. That's Rogue Valley Community Television, Channel 15, available for anyone who purchases cable television in Jackson and Josephine County. Put it on number 15. Turn your TV on, and you'll be able to see live...
Phillips will be there.
Peter Phillips will be the guest from Project Censored live on Friday at 6 to 7, and that's just before the main event. Tell us about the main event, Jason.
Well, then we'll be traveling over to the Meese Auditorium at SOU at 7:30 for a panel discussion on about the media, about independent media. We're going to be having some local media workers. Carol Voisin will be there. I'll be on this panel leading the discussion. We Jeff Golden. And,
And Mr. Peter Phillips again.
Of course, Peter Phillips.
He is the highlight for the main event on Friday evening. And certainly his book, Project Censored, will be spotlighted. Project Censored is about the news that doesn't make it to mainstream media. It's about the underreported stories and some of the stories that aren't reported at all. Out of Sonoma State College or University in California, mm-hmm. That's where Peter Phillips is. He's a professor there. Longtime project. I think it started before Mr. Phillips. Mm-hmm. Project Censored takes a look at all of those stories and then analyzes the stories, the news of the day, and like I said, comes up with an annual report about the news that gets neglected, underreported, and on mainstream media. Mr. Peter Phillips, Jason, you'll be on that panel with him, and again, Carol Voisin will be here. And by gosh, oh yes, we're going to have the first annual Hal Jamieson Independent Media Award, and that's going to be highlighting Mr. Hal Jamieson. He's passed on, very strong supporter of local independent media, of ACLU, of people's rights everywhere you look. So, okay, we've made it through Friday. We're talking about Independent Media Week. It's coming around the corner right now, April 19th through the 25th, right here in Ashland, Oregon. The City Council proclaimed it last night, so that's pretty exciting. Jason, we're all the way through Friday and wrapping up the week.
Right.
What else going on?
And we're wrapping things up on Saturday, April 25th. You can see KSKQ and our Independent Media Independent Media Week group will have a booth at the Earth Day celebration in Ashland. That's going to be at the grounds of Science Work Museum, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, April 25th. We're going to be doing live interviews. We've got a promise of there will be some performance artists available. We'll be doing some things with us, and we'll be broadcasting our KSKQ signal, broadcasting from the Earth Day. It's going to be fun.
Sounds like it. In fact, you just got a rundown. Independent Media Week 2009, and you're listening to KSKQ right now, 94.9 FM. Listen, we've got a minute and a half to go. I think maybe we will go out with just a few bars of David Rovick's After the Revolution. Not enough time to play it, but by gosh, you'll get the flavor of what this is all about. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report. We'll be back again tomorrow. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow morning on Thursday. Okay, folks, After the Revolution, just a few bars, and we're out of here. Here we go.
Was a time I'll always remember. I could never forget how reality came down around us like some Western movie set. When the dust all settled, the sun shone so bright, and a great calm took over us like it was all gonna be alright. That's how it felt to be alive after the revolution. From Groton to Tacoma, on many a factory floor, the workers talked of solidarity and refused to build weapons of war. No more will we make missiles. We're gonna do something different. And for the first time, their children were proud of their parents. Somewhere in Gaza, a little boy smiled and cried after the revolution.